We're talking about our rural communities around the state shrinking and what to do about it. You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Two-thirds of Wisconsin rural communities lost residents between 2010 and 2018. That's according to a recent report. And this downward population trend is expected to worsen over the next decade. So do you live in rural Wisconsin? Have you noticed your neighbors moving away? How has the dwindling population in your community affected your work, your school, your church? Where have you found silver linings in all of this? Join in at 800-642-1234. Brittany Beyer is Executive Director of Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation. It's based in Rhinelander. The public-private partnership organization focuses on workforce issues in eight northern counties. Brittany, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
What are you seeing as so many rural communities are losing members of the heartbeat of their community? What is taking place with this population loss?
Well, I think we're at a moment where our local officials are starting to wake up to the fact that we all need to work together to solve this problem. We actually are seeing some major manufacturers expand, and we have some real critical housing issues that we need to then figure out so that we can welcome more people back into our communities. So, yes, we've seen some people leave, but we're actually at this moment where we know people want to come to our areas because it's actually a great place to find a live-work balance, and we have it here to offer.
Quality of life is good, you're saying, and you're also seeing jobs coming into the communities. What's going on with housing?
Housing is very tight. We're at this area in time where it's been 10 years since the 2008 stock market crash. And we've seen a lot of developers leave the industry, so everything is very tight. We need to expand a lot of our rental units. We don't necessarily have that stock in our mix. We also need quality entry-level housing, and people are starting to work together to figure this out.
So you're working with communities, working with businesses. Besides housing, what are the other barriers rural communities are facing right now?
Broadband is absolutely something that we are working together with our economic development officials at the county level to really address. Broadband is not necessarily just broadband, just connectivity. It's also cellular reception. So, for example, we can't have Uber or Lyft in the North Woods because we have these big pockets where we need connectivity. A lot of it is actually solved. We just need to start working on the connectivity in those little patches. And communities that really need to get on the bandwagon of figuring it out for themselves. A perfect example is Forest County has been working together, really worked to create a coalition of individuals who are going to be working on it, and they put together a multi-million dollar PSC grant in the last round, really taking it seriously.
Brittany Beyer is with us, Executive Director of Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation, looking at workforce issues in eight counties in the northern part of the state. You can join in. How has depopulation of rural Wisconsin affected you, your job or your business? Is the economy struggling where you are? Is it healthy in your rural county? What can be done to help? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. So, Brittany, there are 11 federally recognized tribes in Wisconsin. Are the tribal nations in the northern part of the state seeing a decrease in population as well?
You know, I actually reached out to a couple of the different tribes in the area. There are three tribal nations in the Grow North region. They hold their information a little bit differently. I do know for a fact that Lac des Flambeaux is increasing, and it's actually a very young population. So that puts a real need for looking at the education system, standing up to the fact that they need to have really good education. I know Lac des Flambeaux is also looking at their housing, but they also actually are taking a real big forward look at entrepreneurship. And I'm going to be really interested in seeing how that plays out for them in the future.
When you look at rural communities and you look at the issue of diversity, are some residents of color leaving because they don't see other people like them? Or is that an issue at all?
I think we're going to see diversity issues come up in the future. I think the timber here in the Northwoods is that it's a very welcoming area, but that's not to say that we are going to have to address any interactions with some real care. It's actually something that I've actually talked to, especially in figuring out some of our construction shortages. If we are going to figure out some of our problems, we need to look at the diversity of the population that is coming in. We're not necessarily seeing them leave, but we need to really be welcoming in that way.
Let's bring in a call now. Kathy is with us from Sparta this morning. Hi, Kathy.
Hi there.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to add a comment about the availability of quality childcare in rural areas and how that affects workforce in areas where we live in western Wisconsin. We're finding that a lot of times individuals would like to move to communities, rural communities, because of that quality of life. But a lot of times barriers to quality childcare for their children affects whether or not they actually move here. So just wanted to add that to the conversation.
Kathy, thank you for doing so. So access to daycare is an issue,
yeah.
Kathy wants to bring up. Brittany?
It absolutely is. It's actually something that's really top of mind. We're going to be having a workforce cultivation conference in May on the 20th at Nicolet College. And actually, just yesterday, I was talking to some healthcare professionals. The question is bringing in the businesses to help figure out that problem, either through a voucher system or really taking a lead and expanding it. We are seeing shrinking access to childcare, and it's critical at this point.
Governor Evers created the Office of Rural Prosperity that is overseen by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. What will that office look like in touching the areas, the counties you work with?
Yeah, so I checked in with WEDC since that position or office really was created just really at the end of January. It's still emerging, but what I can tell you is that there's three portions to what they see as that office at this point. They want to create a one-stop shop for resources, which is actually really critical. I'd love to create a resource page on Grow North's website, but the resources, the time, the finances to do that, really hard for me to do, so that's really great that they're doing that. They're going to be looking internally at how they can use some of their programs a little bit better for rural communities. I'll just say sometimes the programs that they have, they're just too big, and what we need is something right-sized, and they're willing to do that with this Office of Rural Prosperity. And the last thing is they're really going to take a look at how they can use the quasi-private partnership structure of WEDC to find the gaps and figure out how they can use the finances and technical assistance that they can offer, tailoring it to the rural communities. So this is going to take a little bit of time, but I'm really hoping that this is something that can really impact our rural communities with more targeted ways of working with us.
We're looking at the nuts and bolts, the rural challenges with population loss. Brittany Beyer is here. She heads up Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation. You too, what are your local leaders doing to keep residents living in your county? How is the economy where you are? Are there jobs and the housing isn't there, or the child care isn't there? What could the state offer, some type of incentive to entice people to be able to set down roots in rural parts of the state? Be part of this. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a moment with Brittany Beyer here on the Ideas Network.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just joining us, it is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being with us. We're looking at population trends in rural parts of our state. After a recent report forecast a continued loss of residents in Wisconsin's small towns, and the declines were most acute in Price and Iron counties, situated in the breathtaking natural beauty of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest, by the way, has a loss of residents affected your job or your business? Are you working to bring people into your small community? What are your biggest selling points? Bring your pitches, your questions, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Brittany Beyer is Executive Director of Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation, and she stays with us. So, Brittany, in 2018, Wisconsin ranked 32nd in the nation for internet access. You said earlier that we're making quite a bit of progress. What is the status of connectivity in areas where there are still gaps?
Well, there are just gaps, but the reality is there's places even in the Northwoods where there's really good connectivity. You just have to be very, very specific about where you want to be. We can actually even start looking at the fact that people can work remotely in the area. But the truth is that we need at a federal level to think about it as a utility rather than just some nice feature. And that really switches things so that it becomes like electricity. And then we really need to see something where there's like a rollout that happened in the 1930s with electricity getting to rural communities. It's high time that we do something like that because we're having the problem where we can't get it done without that type of thinking.
Tourism is also a big driver for communities in your area. How is the need to increase broadband access affecting the tourist season?
Well, I can say in some small communities, they can't run credit card machines because of the broadband usage at high season. We're also seeing the time of the staying of people in cabins, even if it's they own them, it's shrinking because if they don't necessarily have the connectivity, it's really July and August and a little bit into September that people are staying. The truth is, again, we need to see all of those resources in broadband and in connectivity be here in the Northwoods. People can choose to turn that off to disconnect because we have all this natural beauty right outside of our doorsteps. And there are ways to do it now. We just want to expand it even further.
But working remotely or going to school remotely, that can be seriously compromised by what you're seeing right now?
Yes. So there was just a report about disadvantages to students in K through 12 if they don't necessarily have access. So not this year, but last year where there were so many days that schools were closed because of the weather, some schools found at least 35% of their students didn't have internet access, which means that they couldn't give them assignments that were online. That becomes a real issue for education. And if we're talking about the workforce of tomorrow, we're not giving them the same advantages.
In particular, in Florence and Langlade counties, data is showing that these counties experienced the largest decline in business establishments. Why are small businesses struggling right now?
Well, if you're looking at that report, a lot of times I look at different reports to get my information. One of the other resources I look at is youreconomy.org, which is actually through the UW Extension. And the invisible part of small businesses is of self-driven businesses, so just like one person working, looks different. And so Langlade County in specific actually has a lot of people who are doing work for themselves. If you're looking at 2010 to 2018, there are a lot of changes in the market that were happening and in our industry. And it's just we're looking at a different time in how we're going to be doing work. We need to be supporting individuals as entrepreneurs in a completely different manner. And that's going to take local municipalities recognizing that there's differences. It takes our economic development corporations recognizing people are working differently. But also, we just have a different look in manufacturing. And right now, we need to look at the people who live in our communities as real great assets. Maybe they need a couple of different skills put into their pockets and have them help us create really great places to live.
Talking with Brittany Beyer, who heads up the Grow North Economic Development Corporation, there are 9 regional economic development partners around the state. We're looking at the workforce issues in the northern part of the state. What can you tell us about your rural community? How is it doing? Is it thriving? What programs are helping key people living in your area? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@wpr.org. Let's look at infrastructure, Brittany. Our rural roads are among the most deteriorated in the country. How is your organization working to help fix aging infrastructure, which could then translate to perhaps more people wanting to stay in an area?
Well, I would say as an organization that has an employee base of 1, right now we're working on housing and workforce cultivation and innovation and entrepreneurship the most. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not to say that transportation is not very important, but we work really closely with some of the individuals who are championing transportation and rail. And the truth is, even our rural communities need rail in order for some of the businesses to survive. And to be honest, a lot of the movement of goods on our roads, they're putting extra stress. So we're working with people who are talking about the need for rail. The mix inside of transportation is absolutely still necessary. So it's more of supporting the individuals who are working on that.
Are you looking for rail and other types of transportation to connect to major city centers, or is it connecting to other rural areas in the vicinity?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
It's transportation of goods, but you know, if we lose a rail and we have a mill that's connected to the rail system, that's really going to make a difference. So we're really needing the expansion of rail services even in our areas, and we need that really understood at the state level.
Let's bring in Pam now in Richland Center with thoughts on this. Hi, Pam. Are you there, Pam?
Hello.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi. Sorry, we have bad cell service out in rural Wisconsin, so my phone might be a little difficult, but that's part of living here. I was just going to bring up one of my issues here: diversity.
And I think we just lost Pam, but wanted to talk about workforce and the issues with diversity. The workforce needs to be more accepting, she says, so people will stay. Pam, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. So, Liz, the nursing home I work at has a shortage of nurses, so...
Oh, dear.
You know, sorry.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to allow Brittany here to respond. And we're hearing from Pam a shortage of nurses. And I'm thinking that they want to bring more people in from all different areas. What are the issues there?
I think it points to a real underbelly issue where we have to be accepting, but we have to think about things in a very open way. I've talked about another project just in the thinking process and bringing in even something like the People's Institute to really address the storytelling of each person having their point of view and making sure that we understand that diversity can be something that is looked at as understanding difference as an asset rather than something that is not an asset. So I absolutely agree with that. And once we understand that we're all trying to get to the same end together, that's a very large part of trying to figure out this troubling issue.
Brittany, before we let you go, the data is showing that Wisconsin's rural communities are shrinking at a slower rate than the national average. What do you think is contributing to that as you look at national trends around the country?
Right. So although it is shrinking, the people who stay or decide to come back have these really strong ties to the areas. And
you too, I may add.
Right. And we want to really make that as part of the asset of why people should be coming back. I've talked a lot about, we don't have a, we have a one aspect of a four-year college with the University of Wisconsin Green Bay Marinette in the Grow North region. So anyone who is K through 12, they're going to leave if they want to get a college education. Our job is to say, welcome back. What have you learned that you can bring back to our communities and make them stronger? That's a very, very, very strong way of making sure that people feel like this is a place for them. And I want to help our local communities get to the place where we're all talking that way.
Brittany, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Brittany Beyer is Executive Director of Grow North Regional Economic Development Corporation. Coming up, the coronavirus, as more cases surface across the U.S., we prioritize your questions at 800-642-1234. We'll learn more about it after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.